of Uruguay. Good morning to you all. It's an honor for me to be here and tell you that this is the first national human rights plan that the government is creating through the Secretariat for Human Rights of the Office of the Presidency. This is a recommendation that came from the conference, the global conference in Vienna in 1993. And today Uruguay is accepting the suggestion made at that conference and is involved in the process to put together the National Human Rights Plan. One of our main commitments of the Secretariat is to coordinate this process and to drive it forward pursuant to what is established in Article 68 of the Law 19149 of 2013. This plan institutionalizes the human rights approach in the public policies through thematic axes, one of which is caring for vulnerable populations, groups, and non-discrimination. The other axis is access to rights, and the third and fundamental pillar is human rights education. This setup is being developed through a number of phases. In September 2021, it began with looking at what had been achieved so far. And these are the achievements. First, we carried out meetings with strategic partners. We created a platform in the website, the institution website, to include all groups and to hear their concerns and their suggestions and to involve civil society. There's been a survey of participation opinions with a number of public and private and civil society stakeholders. We carried out seminars, symposia with academic actors and institutional actors. We carried out bilateral meetings with the various state bodies. And today, we've gone as far as the departmental and municipal authorities. Civil society, we listen very much to their opinion. They have got a special participation arena through meetings that are nationwide, thus finalizing the design of the first human rights plan in the first semester of 2023. What do the institutions do? Well, what they do will be monitored through a web page wherein we will guarantee public access to the information and progress made, giving transparency to what has been achieved so far. We will carry out each and every one of the phases, both when they are finalized and audited and subsequently evaluated. We're laying the foundation for future plans thus, which will be institutionalized as a public policy with a human rights-based approach. Thank you very much.